SORI-FM, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls.
This is Spokane and North Idaho's country leader, the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Kevin earlier said he, when he was younger, I'm going to say young and dumb. What do you think of that?
College. A straight up college.
Yeah, college kid. Would lick the block of ramen noodles. You know, you open the package, it comes in a square.
This was while driving, okay?
Oh, that doesn't make it any better.
Well, I was just letting you know. I had a...
It's a so... You just... You're not helping yourself.
It was out of necessity. Like,
you couldn't just leave it
alone.
What
do they say? Necessity is the mother of all invention.
Yeah, that's what they say.
And
I feel
that's
unfair to the
happened.
Father of all inventions, but whatever.
A lot of times I would just eat the noodle block raw and just eat it.
Tim said his wife crushes the uncooked ramen.
Yeah.
Puts the seasoning packet in there
that's
and then just
right.
eats it. Just eats
that's
it crunchy.
That's right. Done that many a time.
This one says, Miriam says, my twins would only eat it dry. Sometimes with the sprinkle, a little bit of the packet on there. And Lori says, my niece eats the ramen noodles raw with ketchup.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my is right.
Like a little French fry action.
This one says, barbecue right. sauce on salmon sounds disgusting.
Now, I don't think it sounds good, Steve. I'm real torn about that.
Really? You don't think that? Oh, good point.
No,
oh,
they love it.
Good swimmers.
Yeah, they like to, yeah, the water. No,
just saying.
No, I mean, I actually do like salmon just in general, but put some barbecue sauce on that bad boy.
Mm. Well, we'll find out how normal that is. It's up on the poll.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. I like
bet you there's a restaurant who does it.
You bet there's a restaurant.
Why not?
I don't, boy, I mean, they might have somebody, a barbecue place. No. No, what am I saying? I've never seen a barbecue place with salmon.
I don't know what you're saying, but I agree with the last part of it, which I don't think you know what you're saying. Let's see, what else do we have for you here? Pickle sandwich. Kevin, you want to launch off on that one?
Oh,
for
I could. I can get carried away.
Okay.
With a pickle sandwich. This is something Steve is not going to be interested in.
Because he doesn't like pickles?
He just doesn't like pickles.
You are correct.
Just barbecue on his salmon.
Terrible.
Maybe you put some barbecue sauce on it. We'll see.
Then you'd be
on
all
a pickle.
Right.
That would be great.
Yeah, you need to have the McRib whenever that thing comes back.
Yeah, because it was barbecue and a pickle. Yeah.
Yeah.
The McRib is good. There's pickles on there?
Yeah.
Really? Whoa. Oh, maybe I just get it without pickles.
Yeah.
That's probably what I do.
Probably.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Have you seen Jimmy John's trying to do the pickle sandwich?
I have not seen that.
Okay, so it is. It's the idea that was done here in Spokane quite a while ago by the Garland Sandwich Shop. Is that the name of it?
Okay.
Now, hold on. Now I have to make sure I get
the
name of it
right.
Oh,
I remember this story.
The Big Deal
yes.
Sandwich.
It was a pretty big deal.
A big dill pickle on top, dill pickle on bottom. That is your bread, basically. And then the meat and whatever sandwich inside.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy John's has decided to give that a go.
They're going to do the pickle as the bread?
Yeah. Jimmy John, I can't remember the name of the sandwich. Pickle?
Pickle Witch.
Big Dill? Pickle Witch?
Pickle Witch.
Is that what they're calling it?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
And it's a limited time. I think it's for this month only. I better double check that.
I don't, see, here's the thing. I don't think I want the feeling of the pickle in my hands while I'm eating the sandwich.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't mind.
I just feel like it's going to be juicy. Is it not going to? I mean, I imagine that's
a little
part
bit,
of it.
But not too bad, I don't think.
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds kind of messy, doesn't it?
It does seem maybe a little hard to bite through, although they gut it.
That's true, actually.
They do a good job of gutting the pickle.
Well, that changes it.
How
it does
that?
It makes it a little easier to bite through.
So is the contents then like inside, like it's the inside of the pickle then, huh?
No, it's the outside.
Oh, I guess.
The bun, imagine if you will, taking a pickle, cutting it down the middle. Steve.
And then you scoop like a spoon, scoop
out.
The guts of it out.
Yeah.
So that'd be the inside of the pickle.
Inside of the
is
pickle
gone,
is then where you stuff it with meat and cheese and all that, whatever you're doing
correct
for your sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're saying the same thing. They only use the outside.
Okay. So it's like a coating almost.
Yeah, isn't that the worst part of the pickle? Or is that the best part of the pickle?
I think it's okay. You're getting pickle flavor.
I mean, it's all disgusting.
On your sandwich.
Yeah.
I love pickles enough. I want to try it. I've said that a billion times that I was going to go here and get one, and they never did. It's a limited time now at Jimmy John's, and I might get one. They only offer it in two, though, as far as I can see.
They offer it. What do you mean?
Two different sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, I see that, yeah.
The Vito Pickle Witch, which has, you know, the pickle, the dill pickle gutted and mm-hmm. filled with salami, cappuccolo, provolone cheese, and fresh lettuce, tomato, onion, sauce, and herbs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably have to get that, even though I love the pickle. I mean, the next one, the turkey pickle, which that's what you'd get, Jay.
I would, yeah.
Filled with turkey, provolone, lettuce, tomato, onion. Doggone turkey gives me gout. Makes no sense.
Oh, you don't want gout from a pickle witch.
No, I don't.
That's like the worst of all things.
November 14th is how long you have
to get
those.
Oh, that's not very long. All right.
And it started today?
It started October 28th. That's today.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the text line, Steve, your mouth is broken. This one says barbecue sauce should only go on smoked salmon. Any other salmon? No.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably right.
It's different for sure.
I think that makes, it could make a big difference. Yeah.
I mean, that'd be all right too, I guess.
I'll save the next one for the next round of hot
topics. Do we want to try the pickle
I would try
sandwich
it.
At
yeah,
some point?
I would try it.
During this couple week run.
I think
they
that's
have?
A great idea. We just go get lunch. Steve goes and gets it, or we have somebody deliver it, Uber Eats it, whatever the case is.
I understand they could bring it here freaky fast.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Jay, didn't you tell me that your kids love Raising Cane's?
Love it, yeah.
Where do they get it at?
Kevin James.
Mainly at Raising Cane's is where they get it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Hot.
When you're not, you're not.
Hot topics
round two. By the way, we're going to qualify somebody for the Seattle Seahawks versus the Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals game coming up on December the 8th. We're going to qualify you for those tickets momentarily. Hold on for your chance. Also, Kevin had Raising Cane's over the weekend because they have a ton of them in Arizona.
Do they? Okay.
They're everywhere.
And it's still delicious.
I love it.
As good there as it is here?
Well, we don't have them.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
No.
Oh. We're supposed to get one.
We are, yeah.
Oh, is that the deal?
That's it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we should soon.
I thought there was one. Okay.
Not yet.
Never mind.
Have you had Cane's, Steve-O?
No, never.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you're a big chicken guy, right?
I mean, I dabble.
You're a big chicken, right?
That also is true.
That might be a fact, yeah.
I don't know how much conversation was had earlier when I missed a segment on the show,
yeah,
for personal reasons,
right? You know what? I approve of that message. I appreciate that more than any other way you could have said that. So thank you.
Yeah, the description he had earlier.
Yeah, we didn't need that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that
we couldn't
was
un-
off the air. Luckily,
yeah, we couldn't unsee it though. Once you.
Oh, I know.
So thanks.
I lived it.
Yeah, I understand.
But anyways, yeah, there were personal issues, mm-hmm. and so I missed a break on the show.
Yeah,
where Steve talked about the best part of his weekend, which was, I'm assuming, the Halloween party.
He did not say that. No, he said sitting home and watching football over the weekend.
Okay.
And that was by far
watching
his best
all his
part.
Teams lose.
Yeah. He said that was way better than spending time with you.
Steve, how
rude.
Much did you get into costumes or anything like that at the party?
We didn't really talk about any of that, no. Mm-mm. I just said I had a good time and okay. kind of went down.
My brother dressed as Colonel Sanders.
That's great.
And it was...
What a great costume.
With his gray hair.
Yeah.
And he bought some Colonel Sanders glasses. Or they, you know, I don't know if they came with it. I think they did come with the...
With the costume, probably.
As it was known, Chicken Man costume. Don't want to get sued.
Right.
It was such a good costume. And then he had a little bucket of KFC that
sure,
he was carrying
yeah.
around, which unfortunately was not full of chicken. It was
well, I would think you would get
Jell-O shots.
It's like a bolo tie, probably, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then there's basically the white jacket and all
white
that.
Suit.
And
he
then,
just had a straight-up white suit.
Did he, yeah. did he get a goatee with it and glasses, or no? Did he just...
Just his regular gray goatee that he has.
Nice.
And
that's
his
great.
Very gray hair and yeah. the glasses. Yeah, he really looked like the Colonel Sanders.
That's a good costume.
But
he did well, yes.
Cane? Did he have a cane?
He did, but the cane that came with the costume, he said,
up too short.
About an inch above his knee. He's like, if I walk with this thing, I'm going to be in trouble.
You're really going to need it by the end of the day.
So he just went with the prop of the KFC bucket instead.
Yeah, that works.
And I go,
Chicken Man,
the bucket, man, that's nice. He goes, yeah, well, I went and I ordered chicken last night so that we would have a bucket.
So he had the real deal.
Yeah, he goes, we got some. And then I just, out of nowhere, decided, I'll ask these kids if I can get another bucket.
Oh, that was probably better.
Instead of having one with grease in it.
Yeah, right.
And he goes, can I get another bucket? And they were like, 10 cents, man.
Is that what it is?
And he goes, okay. And the kid goes, no, I'm just joking, man. You can have one.
That's hilarious.
But 10 cents seems like a heck of a deal
for
a bucket.
It would be a great deal, yeah.
Yeah, but it was, they got us talking that he had KFC chicken. And we were just talking Raising Cane's. And, you know, it's that thing with KFC, sometimes you forget just how stinking good it really is.
Yeah, man.
Boy. But it's one I know I got to stay away from.
Because
personal issues.
It will give me personal issues.
Thank you, Steve.
It will also, I also love it enough that I think I could eat it enough that it would, my body would get used to it. Just because I loved, you know what I mean?
You gotta
train
it.
Where I would just be like, I'm fine now. I can eat KFC every day.
I see.
But I think you'd die in a year.
Oh, stop.
If you ate fried chicken every day.
If you ate fried chicken every day, you'd die in a year?
That's my prediction.
I don't think that's medically sound.
Are you sure?
I think you're fine. You can eat it.
You've had fried chicken, right?
Try it.
Wait, are we talking like business days?
I had it over the weekend,
I'm talking 7 days a week from 365 days in a row.
What about holidays?
Of fried chicken. Yeah, all of them.
All the days, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you could do worse.
I don't think it would end well. I mean, I don't know. Death seems extreme.
I'm trying to think of a food that is probably worse for you than fried chicken. Unfortunately. I mean, if you're eating dark meat, white meat, I just think of a traditional four-piece meal, like a leg, a wing, and then a breast and
gotta
a thigh.
Got to be like donuts. Got to be worse every day, wouldn't it be?
No.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
No. Hot dogs are not supposed to be good for you.
Let's see what we got here. What is the least healthy food to eat?
I mean,
every day.
What about like straight up sugar, like Pixie Sticks or something?
The saturated fat in the chicken has to be.
Least healthy foods to eat
this
every day.
This is a fun thing. Least healthy foods.
10 worst foods to eat.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hold on. Let me get the drummer. Hey, you good? Thank you. Number 10, alcohol. I don't. That's not a food.
That's not food. Yeah.
It's not a food. It doesn't even count.
Not a food.
You're 0 for 1 list.
You got 0.
Yeah, terrible list.
Number 9, processed snack foods.
Well, yeah.
No, you're already changing your mind.
Well, I'm not at all. I will fight for fried chicken being the worst.
Number 8, potato chips. Number 7, processed cheese. Number 6.
I do really love cheese, though.
Sorry about your life, Homer. Donuts.
Okay.
Number 5, fast food hamburgers.
Oh, so good.
Number 4, fries. Number 3, white bread.
Oh. White bread, that's just so mean to white bread. Man.
It really, it's a bummer, but yeah.
Great to have with a bologna.
Yeah. Number 2, sodas, not a food. Number 1, processed meats like bacon, hot dogs, or cold cuts.
Yeah.
And there's your list. Congrats.
But you didn't even put, I mean, fried chicken's not even in that top.
It's not. It's not in there.
That's wrong. I will literally right now during this commercial break.
Okay.
I will look up the nutrition facts of like KFC chicken versus, I don't know, white bread?
Hot dogs?
Or
donuts?
Donut?
Fast food burger? Fries?
You guys are disrespecting how bad chicken is.
Raise your
how bad fried chicken is.
Raise your hand if you've had bacons, hot dogs, cold cuts, soda, white bread, fries, or a fast food burger or a donut in the last week. Raise your hand.
Yeah, the entire audience has their hands up.
Yeah, I feel like I have that every day.
Right. So I'm beating the big 99.9
Coyote Country. Want to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot? Be caller 7 right now at 509-441-0999. The Jay and Kevin Show. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And he's like, hey, how's little Emily doing? I'm like, well, that's not her name, but that's thanks not her for name not all. Caring about my family.
it is close, so
stop
I
stop it, Steve. Okay. Do not no, defend.
It was the classic, I'm going to care about your family now. Maybe you won't leave.
Kevin James.
Right, that's exactly right. Late.
Hey, Kevin, do you have kids?
Kevin, do you have kids? Yes, I have.
Sure
I
do,
have,
bud.
I have kids. Thanks for not
thanks
caring.
Thanks for asking.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, baby, it's Big Jackpot time. Big Jackpot. It's fun to say. Austin.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just working.
Austin, have you taken a road that's under construction or has been under construction that is now reopened? Have you been down any of the roads that are opening up?
Just 41 in Post Falls.
Yeah, it's been under construction for a minute.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to be over. Yeah.
2 years. They still got a few left with that, too, right?
Yeah, as far as I know.
That is weird.
One of the most massive projects. It
really
though.
Is, yeah.
One of the busiest highways around there, too.
Yeah.
It is.
It's nice that they just narrow it down to a couple lanes, one lane. That's cool. Let's see if we can get you some
big
money.
Do you wish more people would move into that area?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Come on, man.
Sorry.
Secret's out, unfortunately. Austin, do you think fried chicken is healthy?
No, not really.
Yeah, is it?
I don't know if I'd put it at number one, though.
I don't think I would either. Do you think Kevin's crazy? I mean, it's okay to say it.
Say it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can give you some stats on it if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind them either. Thank you for playing along, Austin.
So, a donut. Let's just go with a glazed donut.
All right.
Okay, we'll start with one of those. I'll give you the calories. 270.
Okay.
15 grams of fat.
Mm-hmm.
And 31 carbs. Okay?
Yeah.
Iced donut. Let's go specialty donut. Specialty donut.
All right.
300. Okay, the new chicken. I went to KFC and I put together.
Did you put a meal together for
three-piece meal.
Okay.
They do have a great calculator. I'll give them credit.
All right.
Oh, wow. Okay. They have a really good calculator.
Good job, chicken man.
This is chicken on the bone. And I did a three-piece meal. Should I back it down to a two-piece?
What do you think, Austin?
You could keep it at a three-piece. I mean, it depends. I mean, sometimes two pieces isn't enough.
Well, yeah, here's the deal. You're comparing a meal to a snack. I mean, two donuts is not a meal.
This is a one chicken breast and one drumstick and one thigh.
That seems like a snack.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
It's not very much.
What do you got?
For me, that's a meal.
Yeah.
It's 1,220 calories.
Oh, yeah, that's quite a bit.
It's, sodium doesn't really do anything on the other one.
No.
Sodium's 2,980 milligrams of sodium.
Kind of a lot.
124%.
All right.
Cholesterol, 370 milligrams. Mm-hmm. And total fat, just 79 grams of fat.
Okay.
122% of your daily allowance.
Mm-hmm. So what happens, though, if you drop it to two?
Yeah, let's find
out. Or one piece of chicken.
Yeah. What is it per chicken?
One seems fair.
What is it per?
We've got two. Well, it depends on what
piece. Do the breast.
Thank you.
Stop it.
What?
Come on, we got to get to the game.
I have to exit out of this. You can't just magically make stuff appear on here. I got to go.
It's the internet. You sure can.
Original recipe chicken. Okay. See, this is fine. This is why you should eat the breast. Calories 390.
Okay, that's the same as a donut.
You're right. Saturated fat 24.
That's pretty much the same as a donut.
A little more.
You can't put it at number one.
Yeah, you can't, because the donut had 21, this says 24.
This is where it gets you, the sodium and the cholesterol.
Yeah, but no one cares about that. They're all care about
protein. But that's why I said you'd be dead in a year.
Yeah, protein, man.
No, you got, what about the protein?
Oh, protein's good. Great, 39 grams.
Thank
yeah, of
you,
course.
Austin. So one chicken breast is win. See? I hope this guy wins. Are you kidding me?
I love chicken.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right, Austin, it's more than $806. $806. It's more than that. What do you think is in the big jackpot?
I'm going to go with 822.
822. Let's see if you're right.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot is...
Can't put it at number one, Kevin.
$823.
Oh!
Oh, no. All it would have taken is agreeing with chicken and...
I can't agree with the chicken, though.
Oh, man. Dang it. That's a bummer, buddy. Well,
it's all right. There's next time.
Yes. Yeah, wow. What a great attitude, dude. 3:30 and 5:30 the next two times we play. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, bud. Appreciate you. It'd be more than $823 next time.
Wow. Oh my God.
$1. Kevin's big jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep
dang it.
For your next chance to win.
So close.
Yeah. We've had
Kevin.
Yeah.
Clip of the day.
Oh, we've had, what, two or three people off by a dollar, I guess?
Yeah.
Man. All right, well, Jim will play at 3:30 this afternoon. Big jackpot time. All right, clip of the day, Kevin.
It is World Series time. It's going on. The Dodgers, the Yankees, Dodgers, I believe two game to nothing lead
that's
so far
correct,
in the
yeah.
World Series. That's I'm right. not sure when the next game is.
Should be tonight, yeah.
Tonight it is, okay.
Be battling Monday Night Football.
There's some interesting things about baseball. This comedian likes to point them out.
Did you know that the dimensions to a baseball field are just whatever? The infield's always the same, 90 feet to each base. But the outfield, they just make it up. To hit a home run in Fenway Park, Boston Red Sox have got to hit that ball 302 feet. Houston Astros, on the other hand, 436 feet. That's a 45% difference. And no one ever talks about it. Like, maybe there's a reason why the Red Sox have been to 13 World Series. You see that excited NBA coach? Hey, great news, guys. We're playing in Chicago this week. The rims there are only 5.5 feet tall.
I mean, it is funny when you think about it. Just yeah. kidding. Whatever we feel like making it, man. Let's just make it 100 feet. Sure, why not?
How much room?
How weak are our hitters? Now, unfortunately, the other teams have the same wall, but, you know, that's all good. I did like that. That was well done. All right, listen, we'll play again. The big money coming up, big jackpot's coming up at 3:30 and 5:30 this afternoon, if necessary. And let's go ahead and give away. Which one did you want to give, Steve? What are you thinking? You want to do the one from last week that we needed to give away?
Sure. Let's do that, Jay.
Well, Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets.
Yeah.
All right. 509-441-0999. You can win them right here. 509-441-0999. Call 7.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm already dressed. I'm setting. I didn't have shoes on, but I was like, other than that, I'm ready to go.
Right.
And I didn't have a sweatshirt on, but more on that in a second.
Kevin James.
And so I just,
did you just call me a moron?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Before we get to our final thoughts here, Kevin, I found this list. This is the best foods to snack on.
Okay.
Best foods to snack on. Where's the drummer? Is he sleeping? Hey.
Drummer, good lord.
I mean, what's some with the people. Missed cues?
Some people.
Maybe we should get him out of his own room. He should, like, have to sit in here the whole time, because I feel like there's a delay into the
yeah.
his room. But I don't really want him in here. Number five, almonds. Number four, berries.
Yeah, I'm two for two.
Number three, Greek yogurt.
Yeah, three for three.
You can put the almonds in the yogurt, maybe.
Never do that. No, berries, though, I will.
Berries would work, yeah. Number two, again, healthiest snack foods. Number two, chickpeas.
Chickpeas are the same. That's what they make, what you call it, out of?
Yep.
Hummus.
Yep.
Love it.
Okay. So I don't know if hummus counts.
I think it does.
Okay, well, if okay.
And it's just a smashed up chickpea.
Yeah.
Might be some added in there. I don't know. And number one, crunchy vegetables like carrot, celery, cucumber. Yeah, there you go.
Five. I'm 5 for 5 on those. These are things I like.
Healthiest snacks. You're welcome.
But you know what? My mouth's not watering for any of them.
Ooh,
but
number six, chicken.
That fried chicken. Mouth is watering for that one.
And number seven, ramen noodles that you lick the block and then sprinkle the flavor packet on it.
Remember when I made ramen trail mix?
Yeah,
and everybody actually liked it.
And it was really good, yeah.
Yeah, I just took ramen, smashed up all the noodles,
yeah,
and then put like...
Yeah, I forgot. You
know, some nuts in there.
Yep, raisins, chocolate,
raisins,
whatever.
Chocolate, you name it. Just made a trail mix with that, and it was delicious.
I forgot, Kevin. That was actually really good. I don't remember. Did you do the packet? I don't think you did you?
Oh, no. Uh-uh, no.
Did you lick it?
That would have been a good question for me to ask before I consumed it.
That's a secret.
The fact that's a secret.
That's not a good sign.
Kevin's like, no, I seriously didn't. No.
If you tell the same lie often enough, it becomes the truth.
Right. Final thoughts, Steve.
Well, speaking of snack food, I do have to give a shout out to your lovely wife, Denise.
Yeah.
For sending you with some pretzel peanut butter treats that I originally thought was in a little bag with a bunch of construction cones on them.
Oh.
But now I realize that it is not construction cones. It's very holiday appropriate. Candy corn.
Yeah.
Little candy corns on the front there. And I'm wondering, was that something that you have like saved year to year? Is that something you bought this year? Or do you just use it like whenever?
And by you, you mean her, correct?
Well, yes.
I don't know. I know that she has bags for every season, so I sometimes she just replenishes. There's an entire container.
Oh, wow.
Of snack bags.
Of just different holidays and
absolutely
stuff.
Absolutely. Wow. And then there's generic ones and the little twist ties and all that. Yeah, she keeps them all on hand.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I don't know, Steve.
Well done.
So, yes, it's pretty much all me, for sure.
So thanks.
Yeah, I'll pass it on. Yeah, you're welcome.
Final thoughts.
I'm just glad that I remembered. Otherwise, I'd get home tonight. She goes, did you give the treats? And I'd be like, well, yeah, for sure. And I'd look in my backpack. Whoops.
Oopsie.
Owie. All right, Kevin.
You know what's a tough situation? Halloween parties.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't know a lot of people. Only because...
Okay.
It is that thing where you're like, some of my brother's coworkers, I think I met that guy
that
before.
That is difficult already.
But I can't tell because he has antlers on. or whatever the costume was.
Right.
It was like, not 100% sure that's him, and I don't really want to go up and say hi. Because he may also look at me and be like, I have no idea who you are.
That's fair, yeah.
I'm dressed as Santa, you know, he's just like, what? So that is a weird.
Well, then Halloween he would know who you are. You're St. Nick.
Yeah, it's a tough place to meet people. And I thought the same thing. Oh, if I meet somebody new, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to expect them to look like this next time I see them, and they're not going to.
Right, yeah.
Well, maybe you won't see them until next year.
Next Halloween, that is possible.
You see it. Perfect. Well, most people aren't going to wear the same costume.
But they won't wear the same costume, Steve, yeah.
You see him in real life. Oh, you're not a Smurf? Whoa.
Yeah, this is so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just kind of, it was one of those where I was like, yeah. So after a while, I just decided I'm not going to try to meet anybody. I'm just going to hang out here with the people that I know. And it was fine. It was very good time.
Isn't it Blind Date? What does that show you like?
Love is Blind?
Love is Blind. There you go. Thank you. I think Blind Date might also be a show. But anyway, it's kind of like that in the way that you don't really see what the person looks like technically.
Right. But it would be better, I guess, if they were completely like behind something where I couldn't see them at all. They couldn't see me and we could just talk.
And you could just have conversations.
And I go, oh man, we really get along well. And then we come out and it's like, whoa, that's not what I thought you looked like.
Final thoughts.
Is that them talking or you or who's talking?
Everybody.
Everybody's talking. I don't think that should be uttered out loud, though. That feels rude.
It does.
It's like, whoa! Oh, no!
Oh, man.
No.
I love you no matter what.
I'll see you later. Maybe not. So, my son is now living in an apartment. And we're getting ready to go. I would go to lunch, go to dinner, whatever it was. We were going somewhere. And
this is the son you just delivered to Arizona.
Yep. And, boy, I should have actually charged a bigger delivery fee. Now that I think about it. I mean,
yeah, you should have.
How much would that have been to, like, Uber him there?
$2,000.
$2,000, you think? I should probably charge. I could say, hey, 50% off. What do you think of that?
Instead, let me guess, you took him to dinner.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, a couple times. So we are heading out of the apartment, and I was, for some reason, was the last one out, and, you know, I'm like, you got your key? Yeah, because, you know, it's like on a fob and all this stuff.
Sure, and it's new.
It's new, yeah.
Yeah.
You got your key? Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay, I start to shut the door. He goes, whoa. Dude, turn the light off. And I lost it. I said, wow.
So happy.
Are you kidding me right now? That's the first time you've ever even thought of that. The number of times. Man, that role reversal was great. That was so great.
Was there proudness?
Oh, I was so excited. I couldn't wait to leave a dirty dish right above the dishwasher on the counter. I was like, this is the greatest day ever.
And then maybe put some water bottles just in random places.
Oh, randomly. I'm going to leave a wet towel on the bed. This is going to be, so great.
Bring home food, you know, garbage from wherever you guys ate.
Yeah.
And make sure you just stuff it in the garbage can so the can won't close.
Exactly.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okie dokie, that's the show. Got to go. More Kelsey Ballerini tickets for you tomorrow. On the way out, let's qualify you for a pair of Seahawks tickets versus the Cardinals on December the 8th. If you want to qualify for that drawing, 509-441-0999. We'll take caller 7. Anything else, guys? Is that it?
I am tapped out. I think I'm good for a Monday.
Thanks, Kev.
Steve, you probably have something else.
No, that seems about right.
Not the fact that Kevin's tapped out.
I mean, everything seems about right.
It all seemed to fit, didn't it?
It all adds up. Yeah, it's a Monday.
Love it when a plan comes together, guys.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye.
Good news is last Monday of October, so next Monday you'll be in November, huh?
Thank you.